What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti back with you guys here. It is March 1st. It is Friday. Can you believe it? I had a bit of an issue with the recording, or not the recording, but the uploading the other day. So, got the first episode from the Combine up yesterday, and now we got this one coming up today. We are talking about Ron Rivera's press conference at the Scouting Combine. Before we get into that, though, just want to jump in. Forgot to talk about this quick on the last episode, so I'll make note of this now. The two veterans that have basically been released, or we know are not coming back to the Carolina Panthers. One, of course, is safety Mike Adams, and the other is cornerback Captain Munnerlyn. Two longtime veterans. Adams, a bit more tenure with the Panthers than Munnerlyn, but both obviously brought great presence to the Panthers, especially Mike Adams, who really, even at his age, played really well for the Panthers. I'm sure salary cap had a little bit to do with this, and like we talked about the other day with the salary or the cornerbacks, when we talked about when we did the salary cap series, there was potential for Munnerlyn to be cut and save a couple of million dollars, and that's exactly what happened here. And speaking of safeties, we'll get into that a little bit, because that was one of the things that Rivera talked about at his press conference. We'll get into that a little bit, but obviously it does leave a little bit of a hole, because we don't know, Eric Reed is back, but now you need someone to step up next to him. And at the cornerback position, Munnerlyn obviously played a lot of nickel, but so did Corn Elder. He got a little bit of playing time there at the corner position, and I'm intrigued now to see if, how much more playing time he's going to get, if he's going to be able to take on a bigger role. I've always been a fan of Corn Elder, so it's going to be exciting to see, or at least watch him compete and see if he can earn more snaps at the nickel position. I think he's got a good chance to do so. Maybe they put Rashawn Gold in there, but I imagine they'll play him more at safety like they did last year. So, like I said, always intriguing to find out how you go about with these replacements, but definitely the veteran leadership will be missed, especially after Julius Peppers left. But the nice thing too about this now is that the average age is definitely getting a lot younger than it was a couple of weeks ago. I don't know the exact number, but I mean, with three basically in their mid to late 30s now gone, obviously that really brings the average age down. So I guess I'm sure someone has it out there. I don't have it on me right now, but it's definitely got to be quite down now. So with that, let's talk about Ron Rivera. And again, he, like I said, he met with the media yesterday at the NFL Scouting Combine, or here at the Scouting Combine, I should say, since I am here. And obviously, there were some good notes, and I actually wrote a piece for Panthers Wire, basically giving a written version, as it were, of that press conference. And obviously a good bit of the talk, or a little bit of the talk, was about Cam Newton, and of course certainly the possibility of bringing in another quarterback to the mix. He was asked if they'll go the free agent route, or he talked about the possibility of going the free agent route. He basically shot down that possibility. If there is going to be a new quarterback coming in, it will be via the draft, but he also made note, and as coaches and GMs tend to usually do, shine a positive light on a lot of their players at these kind of press conferences, but he did say he likes what he has as far as his young quarterbacks He was also asked if they might consider tendering Taylor Heinicke, but Rivera is one of those guys that you know, he doesn't get into the contracts and things like that. He basically said those are questions that you should defer to Marty Herney, and of course, Marty Herney did not speak at the combine, so you know we'll have to leave it at that. But it is intriguing that he said he's not going to bring in a free agent quarterback, and obviously that's of note because of a certain quarterback that we've talked about in the past, that being of course Colin Kaepernick, and the and his lawyer coming out and saying the Panthers are one of the teams that could sign Colin Kaepernick. So kind of shutting down the idea of a free agent probably means we can forget about Colin Kaepernick in a Panthers uniform. As far as draft quarterbacks go, again, and he talked about how, because one of the writers also mentioned that Cam has also been the only quarterback that the Panthers have drafted in the Ron Rivera era, and Rivera made note that that's not necessarily because they didn't want to draft a quarterback. That's more because the other quarterbacks that they may have wanted had gone for their pick. But as far as quarterbacks say in this class, and I just wrote a small profile about one of those quarterbacks, Jordan Ta'amu, I think is an intriguing quarterback. In fact, I got a chance to talk to him a couple of minutes at the combine. Seems like a really cool dude. Very excited to be here. He definitely raved about, and you know, we've all seen the picture of DK Metcalf, so he really didn't get into him. I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other receivers, so I asked him his thoughts on DeMarcus Lodge, and then we talked about Dawson Knox, and he definitely raved about them, with, you know, thinks there's very good things in store for them, you know, especially Dawson Knox with you know, the kind of shift we're seeing in the NFL with the tight end position. So I think Dawson Knox is definitely intriguing. But I like Ta'amu, and it's an interesting story too, because, you know, he's definitely one that's kind of earned his way up the ladder. You know, he certainly wasn't given anything coming out of high school or even in the middle of his college career. This was a kid that only had one full offer from a college, and that was in Division II. I'm sorry, that was more of a JUCO college. It was New Mexico Military Institute. That's actually where he started his college football. And, of course, he's from Hawaii. He said that was the only offer he got initially. And then he played there a little bit and then got the opportunity to transfer to big-time college football. And it came down to Ole Miss or Minnesota, and he decided to stick with Ole Miss, as he basically liked the way they were coming after him, so he decided to go with Ole Miss, and of course started his career as the backup behind Shea Patterson. Patterson gets injured in the middle of the 2017 season. Ta'amu comes in and never relinquishes the job. Patterson, of course, ends up transferring to Michigan. And we saw that Ta'amu was a pretty big arm. Definitely, you know, obviously the lack of experience at big-time college football is something you have to at least feel comfortable with before you go after this guy. But in what is not really a deep class at quarterback, and it's obviously something many have talked about already. You know, this is going to be something that we're going to beat to death over the next 2 months. But Tom was intriguing, and he did say that he met with the Panthers. I I would not be opposed to them taking, say, a mid-round pick onto Amu. I think he's a, I think he's definitely a guy you can work with. I think he's definitely a guy that you can, you know, at least let them compete for the backup job. He could definitely come in and compete with Kyle Allen for the backup job. And certainly with the way the Panthers have been rolling three quarterbacks, it'd be nice to have two young quarterbacks that you can develop. It's similar to what Kevin Colbert told me when we talked about his backup quarterbacks. He, you know, he's excited about the fact that they have two young guys that they can develop behind Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph. So maybe the Panthers go kind of a similar route there. And then obviously, you know, you have to factor in the possibility of Cam Newton not, you know, maybe missing some time at the start of the season. A guy like Tom who can come in and push Allen and they'll compete against each other. And then it at least would create a solid quarterback to kind of keep things stable when you get if the opportunity comes up that one of those two guys has to come in for Cam Newton. So really intriguing with Tamu, and again, you know, intrigued by the fact that if they do bring in a quarterback, it is going to be via the draft. A couple other notes. They talked about Christian McCaffrey, and you know, of course, wanting to, you know, he was asked if it's important to bring in someone to kind of take some pressure or take some workload off of Christian McCaffrey, and Rivera did find it important. He actually said, quote, "Understanding what Christian did last year, how many reps he played, that's something we do have a concern with," unquote. So, I mean, obviously McCaffrey's shown that he can handle the workload, but, you know, we also saw in the playoffs with the Rams, two running backs both get a ton of carries, well, at least in the first two playoff games until he got to the Super Bowl when Todd Gurley barely got anything. And McVay took responsibility for that when he talked here at the Combine. But you saw Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson both carry the ball quite a bit and both be very effective carrying the ball. Is that something that the Panthers could employ? Depends who they get. Right now they really don't have a second running back that I think can handle the type of workload that you saw even C.J. Anderson get in the playoffs behind Gurley. But, you know, wouldn't be surprising now if, say, in the middle of the draft, they pluck a running back. You know, there's certainly good running backs across the board. You know, and it doesn't feel like a lot of them, if any of them, are going to go high. If anybody's going to go high, it's probably going to be Josh Jacobs or Damian Harris. But there are a lot of quality depth guys, and that's actually a term Rivera used as well in talking about this quarterback class. But he's also very excited about the running back class. So, you know, there's definitely the possibility now that a running back will be taken in this draft. The center position, of course, was brought up with the retirement of Ryan Khalil. And one of the things that Rivera mentioned was he did feel confident in Tyler Larson stepping up into that role. He likes the fact that Larson has experience. He feels he has some of those leadership qualities that he looks for in the center position. But he's always looking for ways to improve the team and or improve that position. And I still circle back, and I'm going to circle back quite often to Garrett Bradbury. And you know, he talked a bit about at the Combine, talked about, you know, and he definitely sounds like he's a, you know, he doesn't care what position he plays, and he just wants to be out there playing football, and that's what led to him. Because if you recall, Bradbury actually started his career at tight end and moved to guard. He said that was because he just wanted to play more. He wanted to see more snaps. He figured he'd be playing basically every snap if he started guard versus only about 15, 20 snaps if he's playing a tight end. So he made the move, and you definitely have seen it pay off so far. He's obviously very strong. We saw that on film, and we saw that at the bench press. He actually pumped out 34 reps on the bench press. Was asked about that. Said he expected it, so that's good, great confidence out of him. Actually said he was hoping for 35, but you can't argue with 34 reps. So that's big time, and I certainly would certainly feel he'll be a really good fit in Carolina. I got a chance to ask Rivera about Ian Thomas. And he's just hoping for the next step in terms of being a more consistent player. He wants him to step to the forefront, as he put it, and just be a great complement to Greg Olsen. Rivera likes the fact now that he has two kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Don't want to say counterproductive, but you kind of get where I'm saying. Complementary. There we go. That's a good word. Two complementary tight ends to each other. He said he had that early in his time here in Carolina, and now he's getting back to it. And you kind of saw it last season. Rivera made note when he said he wants him to be a consistent player. We saw him, and he basically put it as he would pop up for a little, he would show up for a little bit and then disappear. Rivera just wants him to just keep being consistent with his play. Rivera talked about the tight end position, or excuse me, the defensive line position a little bit. Kind of talked a little bit about what he looks for. He likes guys that just get across the line of scrimmage, are able to recognize runner pass. He talked about how the run defense struggled a little bit at the start of the season. He factors in the new tandem of Short and Dontari Poe because of that. He's one that likes continuity, believes in continuity and the relationships between the two defensive tackles together, because he made note that the first 5 years of K'Juan Short's career, he'd been playing with Starlo Tulele. Now he's playing with Dontari Poe. So it took a little bit of time for that relationship to build. But once it did, you saw the defense improve a little bit. He likes some of his young guys on the outside, including particularly mentioned Marquise Haynes as somebody called an outside attack guy, and also hoping for a little more out of Efe Ogbata. So, they've obviously we talk about wanting to get more more help on edge, but there are some young guys too that I think can continue to develop. Haynes, we've talked about numerous times. He's not going to be a guy that will be on the field every down for you, but he is someone that can just get after the quarterback. He's definitely someone that, on third downs, bring him in as a rotational piece and just let him get after the quarterback. And Obada, you really saw step up as well. He raved about DJ Moore. He was asked if DJ Moore can be a number one receiver, and he kind of bounced that question with another question, saying, were we talking vertical number one or an underneath type receiver? Because he feels DJ Moore can do it all. He can be that deep threat, and he can work underneath. He mentioned how DJ Moore was like number two in terms of yards after the catch. And you really saw, even going back to his Maryland days, that was one of his best traits, was his yards after the catch. So it's going to be fun to watch him just develop more. And Same with a guy like Curtis Samuel. It'll be fun to watch him develop more. So I'm intrigued by this wide receiver group. Definitely think they could bring in another guy via the draft. But I think at this point, and even on my last mock draft, I gave them Terry McLaurin, or McLaurin out of Ohio State, just adding playmakers to this offense. And then the Eric Reed stuff. The key takeaway is that they're looking for a pair right now for Eric Reed, or in other words, they're looking for, you know, that second safety. And he said a lot of that's going to depend on where they play Eric Reed, which hasn't been decided. They'll figure that out more toward OTAs. You know, is he going to be closer to the box? Is he going to be the deep safety? So it's all about looking for a player right now that's going to kind of complement Eric Reed's skill set. Like I said earlier, I imagine Rashawn Golden is probably going to get one of the first shots. So it'll be interesting, you know, just, and Denoris Searcy is kind of still in the mix. I'll be intrigued to see what goes on with him. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch as the offseason progresses. But obviously, overall, a lot of good stuff. There was no two about Greg Olsen because Greg Olsen, of course, the reports are that he's been getting job offers to be TV analysts, which is more intriguing now that the analyst job on Monday Night Football has now opened up with Jason Witten all of a sudden coming out of retirement and coming back to play football for the Cowboys for what will be his 16th season. And Adam Schefter actually made a note that Witten wants to be a coach, and this is going to kind of help jumpstart that career. And then, of course, offensive tackle was talked about. You know, he was asked if or what the plan is at offensive tackle, and if Matt Khalil and Darrell Williams fit into that plan. And Rivera immediately said that they do. He said Matt Khalil's been in the building working out. So it does sound like, or at least for now, you know, again, maybe to save face a little bit and just try to stay positive with these players. But it does, you know, it, because I've mentioned I think he could be a post June 1st cut, but certainly the draft is going to play a factor into that as well. You know, do they grab a tackle early? If they do, what does that mean for guys like Khalil and Darrell Williams? So definitely a lot of spotlight on them, but the way Rivera was talking, and again, it could be a smokescreen, who knows, but he definitely is excited to have both those guys in the future if they're able to. So that's kind of the highlights, or a lot of the notes from Rivera's press conference. Friday, and we started talking to players on Thursday as well. Got to ask a couple players, just, you know, a couple things, and ask some if they met with the Panthers. One in particular, speaking of offensive tackles, that told me he's met with the Panthers was Greg Little, the fantastic tackle out of Ole Miss. I mean, there's, you look at that Ole Miss offense, there's obviously a lot of offensive talent coming into this draft. But Greg Little did tell me he's met with the Panthers, and I know there's some out there that would love to see Greg Little in a Panthers uniform. I think that'd be a nice tackle duo between Greg Little and Taylor Moten. So that's, you know, I'm certainly a fan of guys like Jonah Williams, that versatility. Greg Little certainly would not be a bad fit as well. There's definitely a lot of good players here. We'll talk to more players today, including quarterbacks and tight ends. I don't believe Kyler Murray is speaking to the media, but Dwayne Haskins is. So there's, and I'm sure everybody's going to flock to him, but it'll be a fun day. The coaches and GMs are done, so it's basically just the players. But just continuing to enjoy time here. And hopefully bring you guys some more info, hopefully talk to a couple more of these players and just enjoying the experience. But with that, I think we're going to get out of here. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate the support. Remember to follow me on Twitter at @Bill_Ricciette, RICCETTE. Follow the podcast on basically wherever you listen to your podcast. It is there. And obviously, if you're, you know, you think about it too. If you're listening to this podcast, you're obviously following the podcast. And again, for that, I thank you guys so much. So until next time, keep it locked right here with me, with the Panthers on the Locked On Podcast Network and Locked On Panthers. And until next time, take care, my friends.